And go.
Okay, so I guess as my first thing that I'll talk about, I'm currently working on this, or I'm rehearsing, preparing for this play that I'm going to act in called Fairy Tale Heart. And it's a play by Philip Ridley, and it's kind of, it's this weird, interesting kind of piece, which is kind of, it's these two, like, 15-year-old kids, like, in the 90s, they're, like, they both have, like, their own kind of trouble at home, and so they, like, go to this abandoned community center. And there's this one kid who, like, he's been on the road for most of his life with just his mom. That's who I play, this character called Gideon. He spent most of his life traveling with his mother, kind of like going from place to place, never really having a specific place to live, because his dad's been out of the picture since he was a baby. But then when they move to this new town, his mother meets this new bloke, and so they start dating, and he's kind of frustrated because, like, this guy is not particularly nice, or he's kind of always, like, joking around, and so he doesn't take the character Gideon seriously. So he kind of, like, hates spending time at home and kind of starts, like, painting, like, this big mural and, like, preparing this big, this abandoned community center, hoping that his mother will see him preparing the whole thing, and all of a sudden she'll just, like, ditch the new guy and go, like, okay, we'll go back to just you and me, kiddo, and all that kind of thing. And on the other hand, the person that I'm acting opposite, there's this this young girl whose mother passed away a couple of years ago, but her dad, like, she was kind of taking care of him, or kind of, you know, she was kind of, you know, acting as an emotional support for her father. But then he found this new lady that he started dating, and he's he's going to propose to her at this girl's birthday party. And so the daughter is pretty upset, you know, she like plans to run away from home and kind of get out of there just because she doesn't like the idea that her dad has kind of, like, moved on and that she's not needed anymore and all this kind of stuff. So, like, it's kind of a fun play where, like, both of the characters have their own, like, it's really clear that they're just stupid kids through, the whole thing, because they're, like, super awkward and always talking about, like, silly stuff. But it somehow works out really well, and they kind of have these really, really nice interactions. Like, I have this whole thing where, like, Gideon, my character, is, like, super into, like, fairy tales and stuff like that, because, like, that would be his coping mechanism when he was moving around, you know. Him and his mother, they'd, like, make up a fairy tale to go, this is what you're really feeling, but let's put it into a story, and then that'll kind of make it something that it'll kind of help you just, like, deal with it and all that kind of stuff. So he's, like, constantly trying to do these and trying to help the other girl, Kirsty, with her stuff at home by getting her to engage in this fairy tale thing. But then at the same time, there are a couple of times where, like, he'll just, like, because he's so used to being laughed at by the guy, by, like, his mother's girlfriend, like, whenever this girl, Kirsty, laughs at him, he just, like, freaks out, and he's just like, stop it, I'm not a joke, nah! And just gets all, like, pissy about it. But it's really, really interesting, because there's so many, like, cute, really awkward bits. Like this is kind of, like, it's probably, like the perfect play for me to act in, because it's just, like, as awkward as I can possibly be, and that's just the whole thing, is just, like, the entire time just be like, I don't know how to talk to girls, just, like, freaking out the whole time. It's brilliant. God, so much nostalgia. But no, it's really, really nice, and it's got this got this really, really nice kind of fluffy, like, cushy ending at the end, like, where, you know, it's, like, really heartwarming. It's really, really nice. And the director is really interesting, because, you know, she doesn't want to take it as kind of like a standard love story or a standard kind of, she doesn't want to take it just for what it is. Like, she wants to show that both of the characters are dysfunctional, and, like, they work for each other right now, but that's not necessarily, like, it's not necessarily a healthy relationship or a healthy relationship. Sorry, just to do it for these cameras as well. where, so like it's clear that they work at the time and like they help each other for that time, for like where they are at the moment, but they need, but like they may not necessarily be good for each other in the long run, but it's all about kind of like, you know, it's just about being a stupid kid where you think you've got it all figured out and like, you know, because we've all been there, I'm sure, where we're just like, God, Mom, I'm like 14 years old now. Don't try and tell me how the world is. I know how it is, okay? I could just go out there and like live my own life. I don't need you. You know, all that kind of crap that you get into when you're a teenager. But it's crazy. Like I always think it's so mad, just like the difference, like in your teen years, like there's such a developmental gap from year to year where like, you know, you're 13 and you go like, I'm a completely different person to when I was 12. Now I've got it all figured out. And then you're like 14 and you're like, huh, what are you talking about? Obviously death metal is the only kind of music that exists in the world. And that's not just a phase, it's absolute truth. And then like when you're 15, you're like, skateboarding's overrated, man. Like, I mean, everybody's trying to get all of these cycles where you're just like constantly trying to identify yourself by like, oh, I hate this thing. Therefore, that's what makes me like, identifies me. And this is what's like special about me because I don't like these things and all that kind of stuff. Like when you, but like, I think it's really, really cool how like, when you like start to get older, you're a lot more interested in the stuff that you like than the stuff that you don't like, which is a huge thing. Like that's a big thing about college, I think, is that like in college you get so many people who get like really ramped up about like movements and like anti ideological movements or like things like that, where like but I think that it's just that so many people get so hell bent on like, this is who I am, and this, there's no way that I could be anything other than this, and this is the way that the world has to be. But the thing is, like, as you get older, you kind of learn that you're just like, I mean, hey, no, don't listen to me. Like, again, this is another case of the, like, 1 year somebody saying one thing and the next year completely changes. Like, this is just words. But I think it's a big thing that, like, a lot of times people get so wrapped up in, like, trying to identify themselves against other stuff. Especially just because like there's just so much media now that like you're constantly being barraged by ideas and viewpoints and kind of styles and stuff like that, styles of thought. And then, but the thing is that like that means that you constantly have to keep like upping your game to go like, no, I'm this as opposed to that, and this is kind of what I fit into, and I've got to push all this stuff away. Like even in a trivial way, like I listen to podcasts, I love podcasts, but the thing is like I'm now constantly having to go, oh, that's a really interesting podcast, but I can't right now. I can't deal with that because I have to listen to all of these because I'm loyal to these podcasts, and then I have to like go like, oh, I just don't have time anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. Like I feel like I'm betraying somebody when I stop listening to like a podcast that I used to listen to. Like there's this podcast that like I haven't listened to like in months, but I've still got it there. I've still got a few episodes downloaded on my app, and I'm like, someday I'll come back and we'll have a glorious reunion and I'll listen to these nerds talk about nothing for a while. And it's just, you know, it's just the way it is. I think it's just like, because we've got so much stuff going on at the moment, we're trying to like fit in. Like, I don't know if I discussed it last time, but a friend of mine, he recently deleted Facebook, and I think it's really, really interesting how like, he said that he's just been spending a lot more time watching YouTube videos. But it's so cool how it's kind of like so much more private than like, because like a thing like for me especially, like I find like Facebook is constant, like it tends to make me like, you know, Facebook, emails, call, whatever, like it just, I've got this hang up about like constantly being available and ready to like answer stuff. But it's actually kind of interesting that like if you delete something like Facebook, then like when people contact you, it becomes so much more important. Like they have to, it has to be urgent for them to contact you because they have to go through these other lines of communication. It's not like something just pops up and all of a sudden you have to be engaged. You've kind of got your own space again. That's not to say that I like that I'm anti Facebook. I think it's a really, really useful tool. Like I find that equally frustrating when people like on the other hand are like, Facebook's just destroying like social connections. It's just not the same. Just like, okay, you don't have to use it. Like, it's not, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like you can use it for what you like and then like let go of the rest of the stuff. Like that's a big thing. Like because like for me is like a lot of people spend so much time on Facebook, but like I'm just kind of like I like log on, see if I've got any notifications. If not, I'll just head off and do something else. Like. I don't know, I don't have time to be checking people's news feeds and stuff like that. Like, and I don't know, a big thing as well is that, like, it always kind of makes me feel guilty that, like, I, like, because there are constantly, like, birthdays and things coming up on Facebook that I always feel, it's, you know, I'm always in two minds as to whether I should, like, actually, like, contact somebody. Like, if it's somebody that I'm really, really close to, I'll, like, send them a message and go, yo, happy birthday and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's just, you always feel guilty.